just watch your ego, watch your head, girl. You're so smart, so talented, but now the water's turning red, and it's all your fault, and it's all your mess, and you're all alone. You can't go to bed, too high on your adrenaline. You gotta go somewhere where you can't pretend, girl. Forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection. 'Cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
Music from Caroline Polachek here on Radio 9, and Al DeLore is going to take us to news time here. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. A reminder, today's show is transcribed, so please, no phone calls, but do check in with me on social media, Jay Thurber Show on Mastodon, Facebook, and Post News, or at jaythurbershow.com. FSN News is coming up next. I'm Jay Thurber. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in New York, I'm William Denslow with the Week in Review. Donald Trump this week was charged over his alleged mishandling of classified documents after he left the White House. The twice-impeached former US president, who's again running for the White House, faces 37 criminal counts, including conspiracy, false statements, obstruction of justice, and illegally retaining classified documents under the Espionage Act. From Washington, D.C., Benji Heyer reports.
It's his second indictment in as many months. This one could land him a prison sentence on conviction. In a post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump, protesting his innocence, said he'd been summoned to appear at a federal court in Miami, Florida, on Tuesday afternoon. He'll be arrested there and hear the charges against him. What is this all about? Well, last year, his Florida resort Mar-a-Lago was searched by the FBI and 11,000 documents were seized. They included around 100 marked as classified, some labelled top secret. A separate investigation into Joe Biden's handling of documents continues. Benji Heyer, Washington, D.C.
The French president has condemned the stabbing attack in southeast France that took place on Thursday, leaving four children needing intensive care. Ross Cullen has the latest.
Emmanuel Macron said that attacking children was the most barbaric act there is. He was speaking on Friday after visiting Annecy, where an attack took place on Thursday as a man stabbed adults and children in and around a playground in the southeast city in France. The French president also met members of the public who tried to intervene to stop the attack, saying that he was extremely proud of their efforts.
A major dam was destroyed in Ukraine on Tuesday, triggering what the United Nations calls a humanitarian, economic and ecological catastrophe. Moscow and Kyiv blame each other, and heavy flooding has forced thousands to evacuate the region. Journalist Tom Much has visited the Kherson region and reports from Odessa.
The Ukrainian government is warning that the worst of the flooding is still to come, that there could be a higher water level coming in the next 2 or 3 days. Again, this is actually going to affect Russian-occupied areas even worse because they're on the lower bank of the river.
Heavy smoke from Canada's wildfires impacted millions of people across parts of North America this week. On Tuesday, New York's air quality was briefly ranked as the worst in the world, with officials urging residents to stay indoors. President Biden's announced that more than 600 US firefighters have been sent north to help Canadian authorities battle the blazes. More than 200 fires are burning out of control. And former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is stepping down as a Member of Parliament, following the release of the Partygate report. The inquiry was examining whether he misled Parliament over whether Downing Street broke COVID lockdown rules. Johnson says the report is an attempt to drive him out. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
With Jay Thurber at 106. Much more music time. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Please, no phone calls this week. Do check in with me, though.
St. Douglas Quintet is back. I'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
All the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Teeny Bopper. My teenage love. I called your way last night. It's in my final one.
Sir Douglas Quintet on Radio 9. Here's Bobby Darin.
Well, you gonna miss me early in the morning one of these days.
Easy to say.
9 at 1:14, much more music time. I mentioned that I was not feeling well and that I had to pre-record today's show. And I thought, everybody's using these chatbots now to do stuff. And I was trying to figure out if there was any way for me
Good evening, folks. This is your friendly neighborhood disc jockey, ready to spin some tunes and have a chat with all of you. But it seems we have a little situation here.
What's that?
Our current host, Jay Thurber, seems to be in no mood to give me the microphone. Well, that's all right, Jay. I understand you're having a great time, but hey, let's share the spotlight a bit, shall we?
All right, so that's chatbot GPT there, wants to do the show today. And what do you have planned for us?
I've got some fantastic tracks lined up, full of energy and excitement, just waiting to be unleashed on your ears. We've got the latest hits, classic throwbacks, and everything in between. So, Jay, how about you step aside for a moment and let me work my magic?
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me turn the over to the computer, ChatGPT. ChatGPT, what do you have next for us?
All right, folks, we're back in business. Thank you for your patience. Now, it's time to get down and groove to a timeless classic. I'm thrilled to introduce Peanuts by none other than Little Joe and the Thrillers. This 1957 hit single is a true jam of rhythm and blues, and it's guaranteed to get your feet tapping and your body moving. Little Joe and the Thrillers bring us their infectious energy and smooth vocals, taking us on a musical journey that's impossible to resist.
ChatGPT, it's diarrhea of the mouth. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And
I must say, you sure know how to keep the airwaves busy.
ChatGPT.
Your words flow like a river, and you've got a lot to say. But hey, let's take a breather for a moment, shall we?
Me?
Sometimes, less is more. While it's great to engage with the listeners and share interesting tidbits, it's important to strike a balance.
Okay.
Give the music some space to breathe and let the listeners enjoy the tunes.
Okay.
Together, we can create a harmonious radio experience that keeps our audience captivated. What do you say?
What do I say? I say I'm about to unplug you, is what I say. Take a hatchet to your circuit boards. These are the zombies on Radio 9.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
could I do? Well, no one told me about love, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. The way she had said the color of her hair.
On Radio 9 at 1:21, much more music time. I think ChatGPT just went to the bathroom, so we have some time to talk to you before they get back. New music from Tame Impala coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Mets last night 14-7. But not without a brawl breaking out in the stands. We'll check sports for you in just about a half an hour from now. And what else to tell you about? We should tell you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting 88.3 WIRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic. They provide online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering by going to spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. What else do we want to tell you about? The weather is getting warmer out there. And parked cars in this kind of temperature, it's supposed to be 85 on Sunday. If a baby is giggling in the back seat, well, they're probably happy. This is a cheerful announcement, by the way, so you're going to want to have a tissue ready. If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is asleep in the back seat, will you remember they're there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting a child in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. In the summertime, parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat whenever you leave the car. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. What if you don't have children and you find a baby in the back seat? Then what? They don't have a public service announcement for that, do they? Obviously, oversight by the National Highway Traffic Administration, and we'll have to talk to them about that maybe right after we do this.
WMCK Weather.
Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 81, clear overnight with a low of 56. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, low 61. Showers likely on Monday, mostly cloudy, high 73. Showers Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high of 71. And then on Wednesday, chance of showers, mostly sunny and a high near 76. With new music now from Tame Impala.
I
music from Tame Impala here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurman.
Sitting in the meadow, frolicking the grass. Wouldn't you be lazy? Everybody asks. They all smile at you. Never do you worry, never do you sew. Everything is crazy, everything is slow. They all smile at you. Have a bottle of Coke and Zoom. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Things go better with Coke. Things go better with you. Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Things the Bee Gees for Coca-Cola with that taste you'd never get tired of.
Jay Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger.
Clap your hands. Oh, clap your hands if you can. You've got the rhythm in your feet. Now clap your hands to get the beat. Clap your hands, clap your hands. You've danced the bop and done the stroll. The time to rock is getting old. Now clap your hands right through the dance. The beat will put you in a trance. Clap your hands, clap your hands. Listen close. This is the dance that is the most. Oh, face to face, you gotta stand and get the big beat from the band. Clap your hands, clap your hands. You're in the groove. Now grab your chick and start to move. This isn't just a rock and roll. This is the dance for young and old. Clap your hands, clap your hands. Don't go away. Let's get together once again. This is the way to make a friend.
I'm Jay Thurber. We are at the halfway mark. This show is pre-recorded, so please no phone calls this week. Save them for another time. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 1:30. This is Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Just reach you, smile through. Don't sigh, don't cry, bye-bye blues. Don't cry, pretty little baby, no more time.
just we do.
Les Paul and Mary Ford there on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We're going to check the radio calendar in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. Maybe we'll hear one more time from Chatbot GPT. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. Everybody else has chatbots doing their work for them. Why not me? It's George McRae on Radio 9.
Sir, just so we're clear, the Angry Beavers is a kid's cartoon.
Thank you.
chance to be near you because I love you. Because I love you.
The Dave Clark Five on Radio 9.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
As a sustaining feature on the J. Thurber program, we present the radio calendar for today, Saturday, June 10th, 2023. And as we look in on the little house halfway up in the next block, we see that Liberty Magic is presenting the playfully provocative Lucy Darling, portrayed by Carissa Hendricks. Her philosophy is subtle slights and powerful visual magic to make her one of the most beloved characters on the stand-up circuit today. The new show is called Indulgence, featuring Lucy Darling. It closes this weekend at Liberty Magic, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. Also wrapping up this weekend, the 64th annual Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival, bringing a diverse lineup of performing and visual artists to the heart of Pittsburgh's downtown cultural district. For more information, trustarts.org/TRAF. Rip, Repair, Repeat is the 2023 Distillery Artist-in-Residence Group Exhibition at the Brewhouse Association. The Distillery Residency is one of BHA's longest-running programs, a year-long residency that provides studio space, mentorship, and professional development to seven Pittsburgh-based emerging artists. More information, brewhousearts.org. The 937 Gallery... Well, wait, that show is over, so we're just going to skip that one. But for more information about the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, visit trustarts.org. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport has a full slate of programs this summer. The summer reading kickoff is Monday, June 12th. Just verifying that that is Monday. There will be a Juneteenth celebration on June 16th. They'll be taking kids to the Pirate Game on June 20th, a karaoke dance party on June 24th, and podcast camp for teens June 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. All of those at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, 1507 Library Avenue. For more information, 412-672-0625 or visit mckeesportlibrary.org. And this very afternoon, the West Newton Public Library is holding a book sale in the parking lot of their library until 2 o'clock. That's at 124 North Swatter Street in West Newton, 724-633-0798. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, email radio-calendar@wrct.org. You've got to be a nonprofit organization. But hey there, keen teens, if you get it in, we sure enough will get it on the air.
General Lucius Clay at the mighty Wurlitzer Organ later with J. Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl. I fell in love with her. She wrote a number on the back of my hand. I called her up. I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. She forgot to tell me that she didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. And she would smile and I melted all over the floor. Going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
Dean Friedman on Radio 9 at 1:46. Much more music time. A little word about the late, great Pat Robertson, right after this.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
They say you should never speak ill of the dead. That was not a lesson that Pat Robertson seemed to worry very much about. Pat Robertson, who passed away this week at the age of 93, which was a surprise to some people who weren't aware that he was still with us. What is there to say other than I think – is this from The Daily Show? I think this is from The Daily Show. Let me see if this is queued up or not.
celebrate Pat Robertson's retirement after 60 years in broadcasting with Now That's What I Call Yikes. You'll get classics like Homophobia.
You've got a couple of same-sex guys kissing. Well, that makes me want to throw up.
And their weird way of doing sex.
Racism.
Like in the 30s, the blacks were self-sustaining. They were in business. And what happened? What is this mac and cheese? Is that a black thing?
Misogyny.
I don't think we condone wife beating these days, but something's got to be done.
Islamophobia.
In the Quran, it's appropriate and permissible to have sex with little babies.
Transphobia.
Transgenders. This is nonsense. It's just a fraud. We don't want men going into women's bathrooms.
Order now and you'll also receive Blaming Haitians for their devastating earthquake.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
And the unforgettable Let Drug Addicts Die.
Well, I'm starting to.
Order now.
I guess my point is, if you don't want people to say stupid, cruel things about you when you die, you probably should not say stupid, cruel things about them while you're alive.
So,
Leverson, play that.
Say hallelujah. It's the Right Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hargis here on behalf of the First Church of the Good Death and Discount House of Worship, where this week you may make a blessing pledge of $5 for just $3.98 and receive credit with him for the full entire $5. Say hallelujah. Have you said to yourself lately, I don't seem to be able to relate to today's modern world, Billy Saul. I don't know where I'm at. I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him. I want to tell him of the pain in my heart. Well, why not call him now? That's right. Say hallelujah. Call him now. Call him on the telephone right this very minute in your very own home. On Billy Saul's Heaven Hotline, simply call here in Del Rio, Texas, at the First Church of the Good Death and Discount House of Worship, and we'll put you through. Dial area code 512-7-H-E-B-R-E-W, 7 Hebrew, and please speak up. Say hallelujah. As you know, from time to time, Billy Saul Hargis, on behalf of the First Church of the Good Death and Discount House of Worship, offers tremendous opportunities for you to cash in on your faith. Say hallelujah. As you know, Billy Saul Hargis is the owner and operator of the world's only truly religious amusement park, Holy Land, located right here in Del Rio, Texas. Friends, you may now send for the Holy Land Amusement Park plastic model kit, featuring 196 sturdy plastic pieces, including, of course, the entire Holy Family with a spare plastic Jesus for the dashboard of your car. You may order Billy Saul's Holy Land cookbook for that religious meal that Mom just can't seem to get together. Say hallelujah. What a way to stretch the food budget, Mom. With Billy Saul Hargis' Holy Land cookbook and a little ingenuity, you can take two of Mrs. Paul's fish sticks and five loaves of Levy's Real Jewish Rye and feed up to 5,000 unexpected drop-in guests. You may order Billy Saul's Trick Bible, the one with the blank pages enabling you to put one over on your friends or the public should you be sworn into public office. Billy Saul's Trick Bible, not one word of scripture on any page, but only he knows and he doesn't mind if you're only fooling. Say hallelujah. And finally, Billy Saul Hargis is often asked, well, Billy Saul, I know you do marvelous work, but what happens to all the money? I mean, where does it all go? Well, I don't need to remind you that working with our poor and disadvantaged can get a mite depressing. And a little anointing now and then helps a mite. Say hallelujah. A final reminder, friends. Blessings do not grow on trees. You don't walk out in the backyard and pluck one from a tree. Don't be a brother or sister that lets George do it. Get your blessing pledge in the mail today or else. Send it to Billy Saul Hargis, care of the First Church of the Good Death and Discount House of Worship, right here in Del Rio, Texas. And remember, human greed, like the serpent moving toward the eastern sun, shall not have a pit to hiss in. Say hallelujah.
Thank you, Don Imus, with channeling Pat Robertson and a lot of other televangelists right there on our radio. The only thing I'll say about Pat Robertson is, may he rest in peace, and I sure hope that his grave is water-resistant. Be a lot of people lining up. I've heard it's been declared a gender-neutral bathroom already.
So long, boy, you can take my place. We'll be right back.
That's Christy with Yellow River here on Radio 9.
WRCZ.
At 1:54, much more music time. Neil Young and Crazy Horse coming up after we take care of sports and weather. Don't forget, you'll have news at 2 o'clock. This week's show is pre-recorded, so please, no phone calls. Save your phone calls for another time. Do check in with me on social media that way.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Well, Andrew McCutchen is one hit shy of a career milestone, but Ke'Bryan Hayes matched his career best as the Pirates bounced back from two losses to beat the New York Mets last night by a score of 14-7. That was before a crowd of almost 30,000. Hayes went 5-for-5 with four RBIs. Pirates had 17 hits overall. It's the seventh time this season the Buccos have scored double-digit runs in a game. The Mets might have gone down without much of a fight, but fans in the stands at PNC Park didn't have that problem. The fans of both teams got into a scrap in the stands. In a video posted to Twitter, Pirates and Mets fans along the first baseline are seen pushing, shoving, and hitting each other, all while the action is still happening on the field with the Mets at the plate. Security and Pittsburgh police came in to break things up. It's the Mets and the Pirates again today at 4:05. Juan Carlos Avedio is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere, in the world of sports, Clayton Kershaw pitched seven sharp innings Thursday night, and Chris Taylor hit his 10th home run as the Dodgers beat the Reds 6-0. The Office of the Commissioner of Baseball has suspended Cleveland Guardians minor league left-handed pitcher Jaime Arias. He's currently on the roster of their Akron Farm Club for 80 games. That's after Arias tested positive for performance-enhancing substances. And speaking of the Mets, they will have to dig out of their early season hole without their star first baseman. Pete Alonso will miss at least 3 to 4 weeks with a bone bruise and a sprain in his left wrist. He's on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to June 8th. The Denver Nuggets are one win away from becoming NBA champions. The 47-year wait for a championship might be over as soon as Monday. The Nuggets beat the Miami Heat last night by a score of 108-95 to take a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 81. Clear overnight, low of 56. Chance of showers on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, low 61. Monday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Tuesday, showers mostly sunny, 71. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 76. New music now. From Neil Young and Crazy Horse. The new album is called World Record.
The flowers growing from the ground, the sunlight shining down. My memories of the past delight and all the things I found. Because the earth has held me so.
Website. JayThurberShow.com. You can find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. A reminder, today's show is pre-recorded, so please no phone calls. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Serving the world from Lyle Boulevard, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport.
Our democracy in historic times.
We looked at the history and traditions of the Constitution, at what the framers and the founders thought about. And when I drilled down to that level of analysis, it became clear to me that the framers themselves adopted the Equal Protection Clause, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment in a race-conscious way.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson spoke during oral arguments in a case over whether a congressional redistricting map in Alabama violated the Voting Rights Act. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled the map must be redrawn, upholding a precedent saying states must create the maximum number of majority or near-majority black congressional districts where voting is racially polarized. In a dissenting opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the ruling amounts to what he called racial entitlement, not permitted in the Constitution or in law. As states across the East Coast deal with smoke from Canadian wildfires causing health problems for residents with breathing issues, further challenges lie ahead. Some states will need to petition the EPA for an exceptional event to avoid penalties for violating federal air quality standards. Russell Dickerson with the University of Maryland says the EPA could possibly find afflicted states responsible.
We're going to be in trouble with the EPA because these are violations. So it'll go to court to decide, are they going to blame the states? Because the states have the responsibility for fixing their air quality problems to a large extent. And these are violations. They're going to put us over the top.
In the wake of several states passing laws banning gender-affirming care, regulating restroom use, and restricting participation in girls' sports, President Joe Biden announced a series of new initiatives will be implemented to protect LGBTQ plus Americans from discrimination. Along with a new coordinator to protect LGBTQ students from book bans, he called on Congress to pass the Equality Act.
We're going to strengthen the physical safety, dedicated resources, the federal coordination of Better Protect Pride celebrations, marches, community centers, healthcare providers, and small businesses.
A new wealth-building program will be available in a few north-central states for black residents descended from slaves. The Open Road Fund, created from a $50 million donation from the Bush Foundation, will offer grants of $50,000 to at least 800 eligible applicants. Danielle M. Colley with the group Nexus Community Partners says the fund will help people who've dealt with institutional barriers to build a better sense of well-being.
It might mean that you'll be able to put a down payment on a home so that you don't have the stress of unstable housing any longer. It might mean that you are able to invest in education and you can finish that degree that maybe you've been putting off.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and internet radio WMCK.FM.
This is wonderful Radio 9, where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Boy, is that you? I thought your post hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs, tell no lies. You get wise. I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do. Say how and I'll say when. Come and meet me down the street. Take a seat. It's my treat.